it's not just the Killeboggie area. It goes right around the mountain and over 50 homes are affected. And our worries are that these turbines are monsters. We have turbines up behind us and they're 100 metres high. And these turbines are going to be half as big again. They're 168 metres high. It's an unknown quantity.
What are your main concerns as regards this particular project?
Really noise. There are already turbines behind us from certain wind directions, just one wind direction. We experience some noise. So we're familiar with noise, but that's on just an occasional day, not too bad for our particular house. These turbines will be surrounding houses and it will be very, very noisy. Also, we feel that the community, it's a test case. There's only four, as far as we know, there's only four of these turbines in the country. And so to put up 10 without proper guidelines, you know, what we're asking for is that we have, there's guidelines in place to protect the community, to protect the environment before they roll out.
What type of engagement process have you had so far with the proposed developers in Cuilcha?
Okay, we have had an engagement process for a year and it's ongoing. This really isn't meaningful consultation. We feel that anything we have said isn't going to make it a difference to the project. They're passing information over to us. And as lay people, this is really confusing and stressful that we don't have an advocate that could understand this information and decipher it for us. It's also taken up a huge bit of our time as well. We've tried to become as expert as we can on the technology so that we can understand it. We have a paper petition. People can contact me and I'd be very happy to go to a centre and have people sign it. We're also having a public meeting in, I think it's the 12th of September in Drumahaire in the clubhouse. It's not quite finalised yet and we'll be advertising that.